Diary. Instruction to teachers. Brighton Campground, Victoria. January 1, 1894. 1893 has, with its burden of record, passed into eternity. A new year opens before us. I had some special exercises through the night season, which I must express with my pen. I was in an assembly, listening to an address delivered for the benefit of teachers of schools. He, the speaker, addressed the teachers as missionary educators of youth, teaching them to become God-fearing, devoted missionaries. He presented before them their responsible position as teachers, that they were never to forget they were forming characters, every day of their lives, in molding and educating the youth, so that they will feel that they are forming their own characters, not only for this life, but for the future immortal life. The molding of minds cannot be violent. It must be gentle, through constant, earnest effort, line upon line, and precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. Be very careful of their surroundings. The surroundings have much to do with the best development of character, more than many comprehend, providing for the most favorable exercise of all their entrusted capabilities and powers, so that they shall have proportionate exercise in order to grow. Ever keep before the mind's eye that they have a higher than human standard to attain to. They should reach great things and expect great things. For when the Lord Jehovah gave Jesus to our world, He gave us all heaven in the one gift. First, give mind, soul, and heart to Jesus. Then, have the students, give Him the strength and powers that God has given them, and expect that with Christ He will freely give them all things essential for useful improvement of every capability and power. God would have the mind educated and trained to expect much from divine power furnished through Jesus Christ. In every human agent is wrapped up wonderful possibilities, and they may attempt much in their dependence upon a power higher than human. Some have reached a high stage of usefulness, not because they were specially favored with qualities of mind, and not because they had capabilities above others, but because they were determined to do their best and make the most of every advantage, to show, in their advancement, that they may reach perfection of character to grow into able workmen. They must not be satisfied with a cheap preparation for usefulness and think superficial engagement of their brain, heart, and strength will answer, or that studious, determined efforts are not required, that it costs too much persevering effort. If the physical taxation is made equal to the mental, double efficiency is gained for the soundness of the mental, as with the physical. The injunction of God is to shine as lights in the world. Society has a right to expect of every Christian superior work in every line. God expects it if you are to shine as lights in the world, amid the moral darkness of error and satanic delusions. The youth should have responsibilities laid upon them from the commencement of their student life. And as they advance in experience, more weighty responsibilities are to be entrusted to the students, at the period when they can and should make the greatest advancement. All, under guidance and instruction of teachers who have a well-balanced knowledge of practical godliness. Temptations come in of courtship and marriage. Everyone will be exposed to temptation, and if the youth are not patiently instructed on this point, exercising great caution whom they accept, they will have great trouble in their future life. Their whole life may be changed by allowing their minds to be filled with plans and methods how they may gain their object. This interferes with their study and with their progress toward perfection of character and acquisition of knowledge. The youth are to feel it a positive duty to let this subject alone until they have completed the term of their school life. To advance, constantly learning, is to be their aim and purpose. Young men and women will have no danger in binding up their heart affections with Jesus Christ, to love God with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength while at school.